889-WLRY, and joining us now, we have Josh Baldwin. And welcome. Thanks for phoning in today. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here today.
And as we record this interview on Thursday, you're getting ready for a pretty special big night tonight. Tell people what's going on.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. Tonight I'm making my debut performance appearance at the Opry, at the Grand Ole Opry.
Woo.
Here in Nashville. And yeah, kind of crazy. I would say someone was like, is this like a dream come true? And I'm like, I mean, not really. I didn't dream quite this big. So I was like,
right.
I didn't think about that this would be possible for like a worship leader to eventually make the Opry. So
yeah. So how'd all that come about? How'd you get the invitation?
You know what? I don't even really know. I just, a few months ago, it came across email through my manager and stuff, and he was like, would you ever want to play the Opry? How do you feel about that? And I was like, I grew up in the South. I grew up in North Carolina. I grew up listening to country music. I grew up knowing how, you know, the hallowed ground that the Opry is,
right,
especially for country music and even for, you know, gospel music back in the day. So I knew about it, but it wasn't like this thing I'm like, you know, on my bucket list dream thing, because I just didn't think that was, you know, possible. And he said, well, they're asking if you want to come on and just pick a date. And I was like, what? So yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. The whole family's coming, and my dad's in town. He came to come see me tonight, and
that's awesome.
So honored.
Yeah. Josh Baldwin again joining us. And tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started leading worship.
Yeah. I was talking about my dad. My dad's a pastor, and but also he was very much into music, and still is, and he would lead worship at our church and do all the preaching. And so I grew up just around that. I grew up playing drums for him. And that's kind of was me getting into music was through worship and playing drums in church with my dad. And then just kind of going into high school, I remember my youth pastor just threw me a guitar, and he was like, hey, we need somebody to lead worship in our youth group. And it's in your blood, so you should just learn how to play the guitar and start leading worship. And so that's literally just the reason I did it. I just was like, okay, let me see if I could do, you know, learn this. And it just lit a fire in me. It was something that was in there, and just that passion for it just kind of bubbled up. And so that's really my entrance into music was leading worship. And it wasn't until I was like 22, 21 that I started writing songs or trying to write songs. And then it was like another side of that, you know, the songwriter side of me started to come alive and started to have a passion for that. And so, yeah, it's just been, you know, it was family, and it came out of church.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk about songwriting a little bit, because your new single is out, Every Hour, with David Leonard. And how do your songs come about? Are they a product of collaboration all the time?
More times than not, they are. I feel like I went for years just writing by myself, and which is fun, and I love it. And a lot of songs start that way. You know, I'll have ideas that come to me, and write them down or voice memo them down on my phone. And but then a lot of times it's just, I do that too, to like save them for the next time I get together with a buddy and write. There's just something that I love about collaborating and writing together. I feel like you get the best stuff and best songs, in my opinion, doing that. You have the, you know, you can pull on other people's strengths where you're weak at songwriting in one area, maybe they're stronger, and vice versa. And that's how that one came across. Me and David's one of my best friends, and we live in the same neighborhood, just right down the road from each other. And a lot of times if I'm home and nothing going on, I'll mosey on over to David's studio, and there's a few times when I do that, and he's already writing or recording with someone else, and he just, come on in, you know. So I'll go in, and I've had a few songs come out that way. Or he'll text me like, "Hey, I'm working on a song. Why don't you just come by and help us?" And I think this was kind of one of the ways that happened was he had the idea for the song Every Hour and had already started the verse or the start of the chorus, and I was I just came by. We were hanging out that day, and he showed me the song, and so we had another buddy of ours there, and the three of us just wrote that song that day, and it felt really special. You know, that happens. It happens a lot, and there's a lot of times that happens, and no one ever hears that song. It's like, okay, that song was okay, but maybe it's not gonna get recorded. But this was one that felt really special, and yeah. So we've both recorded our own versions on our own albums, and then we were able to talk our people into letting us join together and actually, you know, put out a version together for radio, which has been really special. I mean, when you get to do that with a friend, that means everything.
Yeah, very cool. Josh Baldwin joining us, talking about special songs. Josh, Stand in Your Love with Bethel Music. Yeah. That was a real special song for you.
Oh, man, that was like, I mean, I would say that's what started it all, but I was in my late 30s. Things had already been going and starting, but that was the song that just kind of like, you know, probably that's the song that people like heard that was the first time they ever heard my name. But mm-hmm. also, I think in a sense, it kind of opened up even just the way I write and the way I went about releasing songs from there on out. I just kind of, I think for a while I was like wanting to maybe make a song, because I was thinking like, I'm writing worship songs. I want to write songs for the church. And to do that, I might need to like not make it quite as country or whatever, because that's kind of the natural sound that comes out of me. And but I was like, you know, I want churches all over the country, all over the world to sing these, but they're not going to sing a bunch of country songs. So, I think even my writing process before Stand in Your Love, I would just maybe try to steer away from even the natural sound that came out of me, and if that makes sense at all. But when Stand in Your Love came out, that was a song that was just, it just flowed out in the writing. It just came out sounding the way that songs usually just naturally sound in my head and come out. And it had that natural country vibe. But then also, I knew the message was really powerful. And
yeah.
And the way it took off and people grabbed onto it, it just, like, I feel like the Lord was just letting me know, like, hey, the sound that's inside of you, I put it there. And it's from... you know, it's a product of who I am in you, but also where you're from, and let that go and let it out and be authentic. And I think from then on out, I was like, okay, I'm just going to write and let songs come out the way they authentically just want to come out of me. And that's what people are going to grab onto, is the message and the sound. And so that song was special in many, many ways. But I think the biggest way was just in how it just shifted even the way that I think of songs and music and worship coming out of me.
That song still being sung in churches all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool. Cool to see. And I'm just feel so blessed.
Now coming up, you'll be on the My Jesus tour with Ann Wilson, and that starts in the fall, right?
Yeah. It starts in, I think the last weekend of September and goes through October. And, yeah, so excited to be on that. She's amazing. Her team, her family, they're all really sweet and amazing. I feel very honored to be the old guy on the tour. And we'll hit the Christian country crowd, so that'll be good.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. I mean, this is her first headline tour, and I think half the shows or more than half the shows are sold out.
It's awesome.
It's kind of unbelievable. So
yeah,
it's really cool.
And finally, of course, coming up this Sunday, you are going to be joining us here in Lancaster for the Revive Ohio Fairfield County kickoff service Sunday, August 20th. I know it starts at 4:30 PM. Do you know what time you go on stage?
I think I go on at 6 or 6:30.
Okay.
I hope that's not wrong. But
around there.
If you get there by, I'm sure if you get there by 6, you won't miss me. But come early. Come at 4 or 4:30.
Yeah. So what can people expect from your concert?
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially for a night like that, that's like those nights in particular feel really special because, I mean, I love like the tours. I love the concert side of things. But I'm naturally a worship leader, and that's just kind of, even when I'm trying to put on a quote show or concert,
right,
it still just kind of leans more towards worship. And I think these nights in particular, where it's like this is very, we're coming together and intentionally just want to gather as a community, as a city, as a county, and worship and bring people in and just share the love of God. I think those nights in particular, I feel like a little more of a mission towards like let's actually come together and just worship the Lord and get our eyes on Him. And so there's definitely going to be a lot of that. The band and I are coming, and we're going to just worship. But then there's, you know, I think part of the night there's songs that I feel like, or maybe the more personal artist, singer songwriter kind of songs. And so there'll be definitely be those too. But I'm excited. I love partnering with communities and ministries and churches in counties like this, and just who want to see. See revival. I mean, it's called Revive, and that's what they want to see in their community. So I love being able to be a part of that and help in any way I can.
So that is, again, coming up Sunday, 4:30 p.m. Yeah. The event starts, and downtown Main and Broad Street, downtown Lancaster, and Josh Baldwin, our special guest. Congratulations on the Grand Ole Opry invitation, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Such an honor to be a part of this. It's all going to be fun.